Hi, everybody. Welcome back to That Eurovision Site. We are still here in Stockholm for the final of Melody Festival in 2025. And I have the lovely Meira Omar, who is participating in this year's competition with Hush Hush. How are you, Meira?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. But first of all, it is nice to see you again, because it's been a few months since we last had a chat in Stockholm. We're saying, how have you been? And look at us now, you're here in the final.
I am. It's crazy. No, that day during the press conference where we met the first time, I couldn't even in my wildest dreams imagine that Hush Hush would take off the way it did. Mm-hmm. And firstly, bring me to the finals, but also just be so well received amongst the people. Mm-hmm.
Because I would say for the final, it had to have a bit of a fight, didn't you? So you were in the final qualification. Hush Hush was taking off on streaming and radio. So what were your thoughts like when you were awaiting for whether or not you got through to the final?
I genuinely had no idea. I know like some people, they were doing the math because they were like, okay, these are the points we're distributing, and you could easily do the math. But for me, I was just so like in the whole process, and you're so nervous and you've waited for so long, and in many ways, like either way, I would have, like, I'm happy because the song has done so well. So I kept telling myself that, okay, even if I don't go to the finals now, are you happy with what you've achieved? And I am. I genuinely don't think it could have gone any better for me.
Yeah.
But when I heard my name, obviously, knowing that I'd gone through the finals, I just felt joy. It was like euphoric.
Okay, so let's switch back to last week, because you were one of the ones that had to like really fight for that final spot. And then it was between you and Ella, and then you were waiting for, because I had a bit of a cheat sheet on me, so I was...
You were doing the math.
I was doing the math, like, okay, all right, I'm happy. Yeah. It's like, I know, but do they know on the top of their head? And then when I was like, okay, she landslided, I was like, wow. And then, but the thing is, though, like, when they announced 305, your face, and even Ella's face, like, when she was like...
Yeah, because we did not know, and we were not doing the math. So I think for me, it was just like, what just happened? And even Ella, like, bless her, I think you could see on her face, she's like, Mira, that's a lot of points. So we were both just like, it was wild. And it just shows that, you know what, the song is a hit with people. They love it. They love it so much. They voted me through, and like with the landslide results. So I'm happy.
Yes. And obviously we're now in the final. How does it feel that you're here, and does it feel like it's a really big feat for you as an artist that, oh wow, like I've done it, like, basically?
For sure. It's been a long journey for me. This is something I started many, many years ago. So for me to be here, to share the same stage as some of Sweden's biggest artists and really huge artists within Melodifestivalen, and also like on this stage, last time I was here was to see Taylor Swift perform. So just to know that, okay, I'm in the same arena as her, all of that just feels wild. But for me, it's such a great receipt of just knowing that when you don't give up, these are the things that can happen. Just keep on fighting. So as an artist, I'm thrilled.
And for this time, obviously, you're in the final, and you've already achieved such a big platform, but the end game with this would be you could go on an even bigger platform through Eurovision. what would it mean for you as an artist if, you know, Sweden gave you that chance and represent Sweden and Basel?
I mean, it would of course be the biggest honor ever to be able to represent your country. There are a few things I can think of that would be as impactful. So obviously a dream come true, the biggest honor. But I think for me also, just being such a big fan of Melodifestivalen and the competition itself, to have made it to the finals, like, I already feel like a winner. So everything from here on out is just a bonus. If I get to represent my country, that's huge. I would be very shocked and happy. But in many ways, I already feel like a winner.
And you sure are. And even the fans agree. Like, literally, before you even got to the finals, like, come on, it must be her, like, because they were all clamoring, like, Sweden, if you don't put Meira through to the final, like, we're gonna have problems. Like, it's not like Sweden has a love-hate relationship in the Eurovision fandoms. Like, if you pick right, then you pick right, and if you pick wrong, it's like, if it's the case that they got your, you know, qualification wrong, the timeline would have, like, literally broken loose. But they're so happy that you finally made it.
And I'm so happy that I have this support from the European fans. And I think the European fans were amongst the first one to kind of see the vision. They saw it and in Sweden and had to, like, they saw it here too, but the Europeans, they were quick. And they were like, yeah, this is a banger. This is what we like. This is what we like to see. And my goal with the song was always to create something that felt international, felt global, that felt like something a lot of people could take part of and feel welcome in and enjoy. So I'm happy and thankful for the European fans.
All right, then, and you've really realized it now that you're here. So obviously, this is your debut in Melody Festival, and so I'm just hoping that you had fun on your debut year. But looking at your journey this season, and obviously it ends in literally about 48 hours. Can I just ask you, looking at the experiences that you've had this year, what was the one thing that you've learned that you'll take with you, regardless of not whether or not you get the main ticket?
I think for me, it's obviously a very personal lesson that I've gone to learn this past year, and that has been just, like I said previously, also perseverance and not giving up and fighting for your dreams and your goals. And it brought me here to Strawberry Arena Melody Festival and final. I started this journey many, many years ago, so I'm just happy that so many, like, you can see the fruit of all the labor. And that's just one thing I want to send out to anyone who might be watching this. If you have a dream, you have something you want to do, and you feel like, you know what, I'm not getting there, it's not going to happen, just keep on going.
And look where you are now, you're in the final.
Exactly, but here we are.
But that brings me to the end of my questions. But before I go, is there anything you want to say to the Eurovision fans? Because obviously, this competition has brought so many international fandoms to you, and, you know, recognized by them, obviously. So I don't know if you have a greeting for them.
Of course. I just want to say thank you, first and foremost. You get the vision, and you saw the vision long before anyone else did. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you for the support, the love, for listening, and just understanding what's what. Yeah, I appreciate it so much.
Right then. Well, that's the end of my questions. Thank you so much for talking to me, Meira. Meira Omer will be participating at the Melody Festival in 2025 final with her entry, Hush Hush, to potentially be the Eurovision 2025 representative. Lixil Taksimika, Meira.
Taksimika.